backing up a month ago, and I go to court at 1:45.
Mr. Davis, it ought to be really clear after yesterday. You need to sit down and be quiet until you have a chance to testify. That's it.
Has the meeting started?
It will be in a moment, and that's why you need to go ahead and sit down, please.
So can I testify first since I have court at 1:45 or not?
Not first, but we'll get you in early, as long as we can get started. So please have a seat so we can do that. Are we ready to get going? Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the October 6th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman, Hales.
Here. Welcome, everyone. I'm very sorry that the City Council meeting was interrupted yesterday, and we have made extraordinary efforts today to make sure that people are heard and that the Council can conduct the City's business. We're going to take first a couple of regular agenda items that we need to address right away. And then we're going to move to public communications and other business left over from yesterday. Then we will move on to the afternoon agenda from yesterday. The afternoon item has been postponed, and the item for today is still on the schedule.
Mayor Hales, do we have two other colleagues who are going to be joining us?
I believe so. I don't. Okay.
I have an excused absence at 4:00. I just want to make sure.
Okay. All right. I think we're going to be okay. Ground rules. We'll take testimony today from people who were signed up to speak on council calendar items. We're going to take some folks on item number 1109 who were previously scheduled to speak. We will also be taking council testimony on other items on the agenda today. Here are some ground rules. If you're here to speak on a council calendar item as opposed to a communications item, you need to speak on that topic. If you're not speaking on that topic, you'll be ruled out of order and asked to sit down. If you don't sit down, you will be asked to leave the chambers, and if you don't do that, you'll be excluded. If you're disruptive in this meeting, either by shouting or interrupting people or using profanity, you will be asked to leave the chambers. And again, if you do not discontinue that behavior that stops the public process, as yesterday's public process was stopped, you will be excluded from the chambers. It shouldn't be necessary to reiterate these basic courtesies, but I need to do so because, unfortunately, yesterday we saw the opposite. So, with that, I believe we're going to take up our continuing